The world offers millions and millions of ways to be happy. They promise all sorts of things, don't they? Money, drugs, sex, fame, status, drugs, power. All of these things are supposed to give you happiness. And that's supposed to be what we're searching for, right? We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be looking for the next high. And today, I want to tell you that that's not a worthy thing to strive for. This series is called Why Jesus? And as we begin, we look at the different things that the world offers, and we look at what Jesus offers. And Jesus offers us contentment. Jesus offers contentment that the world cannot grant you. I want you to look at some of these ads that I found. These are all award-winning ads. Let's go to the first one. What do you think that's telling you? What are they trying to sell you in that, besides a Chevy? A vacation, maybe power over the wilderness. All right, freedom. That one's pretty obvious what they're selling you there. And that's for shoes. All right, next one. This is another one that supposedly gives you power. All you have to do is get movies on your iPhone with Canal Plus, and you'll have the power to sink the Titanic, I guess. Next one. This one promises you a vacation. You've got work down below, and you're drowning in work, so the world says in order to be happy, you need a vacation. So, go to the next one. And this one, call 1. When things get really bad, all you need is this calling feature. This calling, I don't even know what it is. I can't read it. More of that glasses thing. But what does the world offer you? A relief from the everyday. Okay? Oh, we did that one already. Then here's joy. Joy finally has meaning, it says. And all you need is an Audi. So anyone who would like to get me an Audi to test this theory, I would be more than happy to accept an Audi. So the goal of life is that you've got to find happiness, and find happiness at every cost, at any cost. Versus what Jesus says, that the goal of life is to be worshiping and serving God. Jesus is the only thing, the only person, the only being that can give you true contentment. If you search through the world, through all of these other things, you're going to come up feeling short. Paul writes this to Timothy. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be, what's the word? Content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. How many of you think that money will make you happy? I don't think many of us. Now, how many of us think that if we had just a little bit more money, our life would be just a little bit better? Okay? I think that reveals where our heart is. And I would say the same thing. Yeah. I'd take a raise. Note to the elders. But deep down, by even saying we want just a little bit more, we're showing that we're really not being content with what God's blessed us with. And we can try to justify it away. Well. But it really boils down to not being content with what the Lord has provided. And these desires of the world, these, you just need a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. When does it stop? When do you finally say enough? And with Jesus, that's what we say, is we say, Jesus is enough for me. No matter what's going on, no matter what these temptations are, Jesus is enough, because these temptations are driving us away from God. Now, your temptation may not be my temptation, but what is the same about all of our temptations collectively is that they lead to death, eternal death and spiritual death. James says, temptation comes from our own desires. See, we cause it, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful action, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Unchecked temptation leads us to death, and trying to find happiness at all costs is going to lead to death. Being envious of other people's stuff leads to death. Lusting after someone leads to death. Stepping on people, trying to get ahead in business, leads to death. Yet people do these things all the time in the name of happiness. I've got to be happy. So everything else falls to the wayside. But all of these things that the world sets up, and as we saw in the skit, all of those things are false idols. And an idol is just something that you put in the place that should be reserved for God, because that's the only person that we're supposed to be worshiping. But we put all these things in place of God, and these things we try to fill our lives with to get contentment and to get happiness. But God wants us to fill our lives with Jesus. God wants us to set aside those things and focus only on Christ. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 10, asks his readers, do you remember your ancestors? Do you remember the people of Israel who, led by Moses, they came out of Egypt, and as they're wandering in the wilderness, things went bad. He says, I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, about our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. God was not pleased with most of them, and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. These things happened as a warning to us, so that we would not crave evil things as they did, or worship idols as some of them did. As the scriptures say, the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged in pagan revelry. And we must not engage in sexual immorality as some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Nor should we put Christ to the test as some of them did, and then died from snake bites. And don't grumble as some of them did, and then were destroyed by the angel of death. These things happened to them as examples for us. They are written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The warning is clear. If you fall into these temptations, idolatry, sexual immorality, pagan revelry, if you fall into those temptations that promise happiness, that really won't deliver, be careful, because what do these things lead to ultimately? Death. Yet Jesus offers hope. Jesus offers contentment. Jesus gives us the power to stand up against these temptations. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Verse 14. So, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. Jesus will help you stand up to the temptations of false hope and offers you that true contentment. So why Jesus? Why choose to follow Jesus? The first reason is He shows you contentment. He gives you true contentment. The second thing that Jesus offers you is freedom from worry. What do you worry about? I mean, the list could go on for days. We could all list probably 4 or 5 things that we worry about. Money, job, family are big ones. Overprotective parents. How many of you have overprotective parents? Anyone? Oh, Lizzie, put your hand down. Child? Here's a quick test to see if you have overprotective parents. All right, here's the first one. If, when you drive, any time, any mistake, any tiny mistake leads to a 3-minute lecture about traffic safety. You might have overprotective parents. And it says on there, warning, this car contains one inexperienced teenager. Yikes, yikes. The next one is that they add extra security measures to your car. When you finally get a date to the dance, it looks like this. Home by 11 or else. They believe that sports are opportunities for life-threatening injuries. And you rarely get sick because no germ or dust particle escapes your mom's wrath. Hey, did you hear about the joke about the germ? Sorry, I didn't want to spread it. I love that one. Hey, did you hear the joke about the germ? Sorry, I didn't want to spread it. I love it. We joke about... I had my laugh for this morning. We joke about being, you know, having overprotective parents and being worry warts. But really, to some degree, we all worry. But Jesus promises to take care of those who follow him. Jesus says, you don't have to worry. Jesus says this, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Can they? Can worrying add a single moment? Can worrying make any difference at all in your situation? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Jesus promises to take care of your needs. He gives you the freedom from worry. And if you want to know the antidote to worry, it's in the next verse. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Seek the kingdom of God first above all else and live righteously. Trust that God is going to take care of tomorrow and worry today about how can I worship God? How can I serve God? Because God is going to protect what really matters. And what really matters is not what you wear. It's not the job you have. It's not the clothes you have. I said that already. But it matters your soul. Listen to this. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of 2 sparrows? 1 copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. God provides protection for your soul when you choose to follow him. Now that doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. Because bad things happen. Boy howdy, do bad things happen. What it does mean is that Jesus has your back. Jesus is going to protect what really matters, and Jesus is going to protect your soul. So why Jesus? He provides contentment and he provides freedom from worry. But the third reason that Jesus choose Jesus is he provides the opportunity for you to belong to an eternal and loving family. Why Jesus? He gives you true family. As Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside asking to speak to him. Someone told Jesus, Your mother and your brothers are outside and they want to speak to you. Jesus asked, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he pointed to his disciples and said, look, these are my brothers. These are my mother. These are my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Now it sounds kind of harsh at first, but what it really means is this fact that you as a follower of Christ become more important to Jesus than his own mother and brothers were. You become a member of God's eternal family. It's said that people really want to love and be loved. And a relationship with Jesus provides both. When you choose to follow Christ, you become a brother and sister in Christ. You become one of God's children for all eternity. You become an heir with Christ in the gift of eternal life. But your sonship or your daughtership doesn't begin only when this life is over. The promise extends to you now. We are a church body. We are a church family. And as a church body and as a church family, we want you to be part of it. We want you to experience the family that is available to you now. Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And yeah, sometimes we fight. Sometimes we argue, as siblings sometimes do. But through it all, we love one another. Because the church is a microcosm of what eternal family will be like in heaven. We will all be together for eternity, loving one another and worshiping God. So we better start getting along now. Because this is going to be a long time if we don't. Our Father, our head, is Jesus Christ. And Jesus says that the Father will answer our prayers like a loving Father should. He says this, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? God wants to give you blessings that fall in line with his will. Remember what we talked about with contentment. God's probably not going to answer your prayer for more money, more fame, or more power. Because those things he knows are not going to bring you contentment. Those things are false idols that are going to be set up to tempt you away from following Christ. But he is going to answer our prayers about worrying. He is going to answer our prayers of asking for forgiveness and asking for salvation. He's going to answer those prayers to stand up against temptation. He's not going to give you a snake when you ask for a fish. And he's not going to give you a rock when you ask for bread. But all of these things that Jesus provides, the contentment, the family, the freedom, is all dependent on you. You must make the choice to join God's family. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Are you weary? Are you sick of chasing after meaningless stuff? Are you longing for a family? Are you longing for a church family? Jesus offers that invitation to you. Will you choose to follow Jesus? Will you accept that free gift of salvation and choose to follow Christ? We celebrate Easter today, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Because when man and God were together, sin came in the world and separated us. And this great chasm of death filled that space in between us. And though we've tried many different ways to try to reach God and to reach contentment and to reach this false happiness, there's only one way to reach God and to be united with Him. And that's by accepting Jesus' gift of salvation through His death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus was teaching one day, and it says that tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach, and I love that. Jesus spent His time with people who are just like you, who are just like me, who really needed Him the most. And He told the story of a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And He said that when the one got lost, He left the 99 and went after the one. And when He finally found the sheep, He joyfully carries the sheep back to the flock, invites His friends and neighbors over for a celebration. He celebrates that the sheep has come home. And friends, we are that sheep who has gone astray. And Jesus is searching for you right now, this morning. He is seeking you out. He is calling you by name. The only question is, will you answer Him? Will you accept His free gift of contentment? Will you accept His free gift of freedom from worry? Will you accept His free invitation to join His family? Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He calls to you and waits for you to answer. What will you say? What answer will we have when the Son of God calls your name right now? I pray that you will answer, "Yes, Lord. I want that. I want what you have to offer, Jesus. I want you in my life." And if you've never made that decision before, if you've never said, "Yes, Jesus, I want contentment. I want freedom from worry, and I want to be part of the family of God." If you've never made that decision, come talk to me today. Because the best part of your life can start today. You can have the contentment. You can have the freedom from worry. And you can be part of a family.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.